about going to that and having the one-star rank present because they want to promote a woman to Commodore. I told the Navy that I thought it would be a mistake to have a different rank for women.
Seems to me that D.C. that should.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, after all, looking at the population of D.C., I mean, that to.
No, it's not approved.
Yeah, and here you can't have, but they're up to 30%. They're going to have to go on. And the main thing too is to be sure as you move them up, of course, as you fellows well know, be sure as you move them up, and the fellow is the best qualified guy that you can, because he's going to hack it when he gets up there, you know. He's got your man of respect for those fellows, and you're well. I have, for example, one of my military aides, Colonel Coffey, who is a, he's a colonel, he's a lieutenant colonel, and he was out in this, so forth. He's a remarkable fellow, and he's in that rank, there's no question, he's over there, because he's just the best man in his job. And that's the way we like to feel about this, but all of you who feel that get that spirit down among us. It's a little hard, because you know, there's always this constant tendency to make us appear, well, this is a racist country, this is a racist service, and you can't get a chance, but, and you're going to be discriminated against, and so forth. And then on the other side, let's face it, there is prejudice in this country. We have to recognize there always will be. We just got to calm as much as we can, but on the other side, you still have some who are, will say, oh, well, just because it all happened to be non-whitey is a better break, and I have another break, and so forth. So you got to get that, but it says, but you as the leaders in your certain your areas, I mean, we need you as much as anything else just to knock down the myths, just to tell the truth, you know, and present the case as it is, because if that's done, it'll help us a lot in our program.
I think it's important, you know, Mr. President, that at least my experience has been, and I don't know about the others in town, that where I met with Bruce, I have not been regarded as a highly educated or noble Tom.
Yeah. You have?
No, sir. Right. Well, of course, it's just been selected as a figurehead. I think that the realization is that the opportunity is there, and this is respected and honored.
Yeah, if you ever get into the honor Tom classification, and you're dead. The young kids are going to learn that from you. And so you've got to be in there. But the main point is we don't think you think of you as Uncle Tom. That's the point that I want you to emphasize.
And I think my experience has been about saying this, and I've made several talks lately, for example, I went to New York, and I go out with recruiters every once in a while, despite the fact I'm a communicator, that's my prime job.
Yeah.
And I think my experience has been about the same thing. For sure, so would you. Look at this, there is opportunity at the top, and I think it gets charged.
Yeah. Right.
And I think that, that's the way the kids that I've talked to, so the law,
yeah. You know, it's another one thing I want to say too is that I do not go along with this concern. I mean, we all know that the volunteer force is quite a way off. I mean, just speaking among ourselves before, but now in our practical about it, it's quite a way off. But when they talk about this concern about will there be too many blacks in the public, let me say this, that if the opportunity is there, and if it's a good occupation for fellow to be in, fine. I think it's great. I mean, it's very interesting to know when you see what has happened to minority groups throughout our history. They have generally moved into areas where others were not. Take for example, let's take the city of New York. Now there are of course a great number of Jewish people in New York, as you know. But as far as teaching is concerned, it's practically a Jewish profession. Why? Because there they found an opportunity and they moved in where the Catholics and the Gentiles, basically the Protestants and so forth, were not going in, and so they got in, they got it. So it is in so many other areas. The Irish are an excellent example. Why is it that the Irish have been so effective and so dominant in city politics? Chicago and other places, where in Philadelphia and that sort of. But the reason is that it's an area of Boston. The reason is that it was an area where they saw an opportunity, where where the Protestant elite and so forth in those places were not competing effectively, so they moved in and they made it their domain. And of course, having come to that point and got all the recognition politically, then they move on into business in all other areas. So here's an opportunity to serve some kids or anything. And here's the way to go.
Well, thank you very much.
I want to give each of you some presidential cufflinks to take with you.